Yeah, well, I mean, the been playing now for, well, I've been playing for 35 years. Done 10, 12 albums over my life, and but kind of just found myself getting really into Americana and that kind of really earthy style.
Yeah.
Probably about 3 or 4 years ago. I just suddenly discovered I did a bit of English folk music for a while and didn't really suit me.
Yeah.
And just found my style of songwriting. I mean, I start with the song and then somebody tells me, oh, it's like this. I don't do it the other way around. So if you tell me to write a Americana song or a country song, I'll probably get lost. But I just write a song and someone says, hey, that's a nice piece of Americana, or that's a nice piece of American folk, or that's a nice piece of country, which is it's just a way to doing it. You got to write from what you know.
Oh, yeah, of course you have. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah.
And where do you get the inspiration for a song?
Well, I'm quite unusual because I write as well. I write books and things. My way of doing things is to actually put my pack on my back and go walking, you know.
I did
3 weeks through Tennessee end of 2017, you know, literally carrying my tent.
Wow.
Sleeping under the stars, you know.
Oh, it sounds fantastic.
The people you meet and the conversations you have, it's the best way of doing it for me. You just meet such characters, you know.
Yeah,
if you're hanging
around
on the side of the road, if you sit there long enough, somebody, I guarantee, somebody very unusual will start talking to you.
Yeah.
Oh. Or a policeman.
Yeah, you can't camp here.
Yeah, that's happened more than once.
Oh, yeah. So you walked everywhere, did you?
Yeah, well, I walked with a friend on this one. I do them on my own too. In this case, walked through Tennessee, Georgia, into North Carolina, up into the Smokies, basically through Appalachians, you know. The home of bluegrass, the home of honky-tonk, you know, all those great musical forms. And then after 3 weeks, sort of staggered out of the forest and avoiding the moonshiners and the people making something a bit more evil.
Yeah.
And then did a road trip. I went across to Nashville and then down and finished off in New Orleans and wrote a book about that, which came out late last year.
Oh, right.
Called A Beautiful Broken Dream. And then from that, we recorded with the band 2 albums. But that's my kind of way of doing it, you know. I just spent a few weeks last year in New Mexico, you know, found myself in Las Vegas, not the famous one.
Yeah.
The not-so-famous one, in a shop, talking to a guy who turned out to be Billy the Kid's third cousin.
Did he? Wow.
As I say, if you sit still long enough, you meet the most amazing people.
Well, I guess so, yeah. It's a big country as well, isn't it? It's plenty of people to meet.
Well, isn't it? It's a wonderful... I mean, I don't like the politics, I'll be honest, but it's a wonderful people and it's a wonderful place. Yeah, so the band is The Long Road, and it's sort of come together over the last 3 or 4 years. I mean, I've played with a guy called Chris Lydon, Chris the Bishop Lydon, for about 10, 12 years. He's fantastic. Keyboard player and pianist, he's if you imagine a mixture of Professor Longhair and Dr. John all wrapped up, you've got Chris on the piano, and then I've got Long John, he's a banjo slide player. He once played 28 straight nights with an all-girl band in Las Vegas.
Did he?
Clearly not. Clearly not. Completely an all-girl band at that time, unless it's something he's not told me after all these years.
Yeah,
Wonderful, very authentic bluegrass. Great, great banjo player. I mean, seriously. And then about 3 years ago, through the magic of Facebook, I got contact with an old friend from school, actually, a guy called Kev Moore.
Yeah.
And Kev's... he used to play up your way, I see. Kev's the real deal in terms of a bassist. He's played with Saxon and Christie and who else, you name it.
Yeah.
He's done it. And he's into Americana, he's into American music, same way as me. And we just clicked and we started writing a lot of the songs on the 2 albums that we wrote together. So that was great. So that's the band. A bunch of old rogues, really, all of us.
Well, it sounds like you have fun when you're out and about.
Yeah, we do. I mean, we just got back from Germany, and that was, you know, a bit old-fashioned.
Yeah.
6 gigs in 7 days, so living in a van together.
Yeah.
You know? Brought it all back.
I bet it did, yeah.
Yeah. So
what about, have you got anything upcoming in the next few weeks? Any gigs you've got?
The weekend, next weekend, Bank Holiday weekend, we're playing at the Festival of the Artisan in Ashbourne.
Yeah.
And that's a mixture of English songwriters and American songwriters. We've got the brilliant Rob McHale over from America. He's a charting guy over there.
Yeah.
And we're playing. We've got Bella Gaffney, who does Americana. And in fact, they all seem to be from our way, don't they? Mm. Bella Gaffney is up near you. I think she's Sheffield or something.
Oh, that's not too far away.
Yeah. She's got some lovely, does both Americana and English sort of British style. A few others on there. That's all day in Ashbourne in Derbyshire. I'm doing a songs and story session in gig in June. I'm booked back to go to America, a solo tour in November. Before that, we've got gigs in September, and we're at Lichfield Festival in October. So
keeping busy.
It's lovely. It's great. I think there's a... It's a mad homemade world, country music, and I'm loving it. I own a ball. Yeah.
Oh, that sounds fantastic.
No, 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 no. No one earns any money, but we all accept that.